Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
fun. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a couple of very inspirational entrepreneurs, husband and wife, Katie and Wes Lyon, L-Y-O-N is their last name, co-founders of Allegiance Flag Supply. Showallegiance.com is a website, an American-made, awesomely produced, manufactured, sewn flag. Wes, thanks again for being here. Katie, I'm proud of you guys. They got a new baby also, by the way. Katie, we were telling us when we went to the break about the construction of the flag. You call it the elephant hide of the nylon you use, the elephant hide of fabric. What is that deal?
It is. It's called a 200 denier nylon, and it's kind of known as the elephant hide of nylon. So definitely light enough to catch a breeze, but still strong enough to fight off Mother Nature.
Now, Wes, another thing that's important people don't realize when they're buying flags is the way these things are constructed, right? You got to put a good frame around it, right? You don't call it a frame. What do you call that? The base or what is it?
Yeah, a good base for the flag, Jim, just in the materials, and then I'd say the overall stitching strategy. And that's something that we really sort of broke that whole process down to the studs and rebuilt it back up.
So, do you have your own sewing, or do you contract this work out to local companies?
We started contracting, but since the business has really taken off, we've really become more of a manufacturer, which has been a really fun process for us. And, we didn't really know that much about sewing, to be honest, 4 or 5 years ago. But it's something that we've really done a whole lot of research on. And
South Carolina has a long history of textile sewing industry.
Absolutely.
Way back. I'm talking, a couple hundred years. So you have your own plant, your own factory now?
We have a couple of different places that we work with, and we've been able to hire up to, I think, Kate, correct me if I'm wrong, but we're at like 22 sewers now, is what we have.
So these flags are hand sewn, Katie?
They are. So, kind of ending back a little bit to what we were talking about in the beginning about these flags being spit out of a machine, and those were a lot of the flags that we were purchasing before.
Right.
And that's another big differentiator with ours is all of our flags are made with American hands. Really touched.
So when I get your flag, I can imagine somebody looking over a top of a sewing machine, pushing this flag under the foot, right?
That's absolutely correct. Yep, and each of them are done with that, and each of them are really done with care. They go through many different processes throughout our techniques of sewing, and each of them are inspected, and we really take a lot of pride in each of the flag that we're mailing out.
And Wes, if I buy a flag from you and I want the spinner, the thing that allows the flag to go around the flagpole, is that extra? Does that come with every flag? Can I buy the accessories when I buy you flags?
Yeah, you can definitely buy them as what we would call, Jim, part of our flag set. It's definitely our best-selling item that comes with a 3x5 flag. Comes with a cast iron mounting bracket, super sturdy connection there to your home or wherever you're going to fly the house, the flag. Comes with a 6-foot Vermont white ash wooden flagpole that is also a really sturdy, nice hard wood. But the most important thing that it comes with is these two flagpole spinners that alleviate that issue that a lot of flag owners have with your flag actually wrapping around your pole versus spinning around your pole, and you've got to come out every morning, and your flag's wrapped, and you got to unfurl it, and it's just a big pain that we set out.
I want to change subjects a little bit, Wes. I want to move on a couple of things.
Sure.
Number one, how did your business fare during the lockdowns?
Yeah, so I say that was a total game changer for us, Jim. As I mentioned to you earlier on, you know, a year and a half ago or so, I was still working my corporate job, and I was doing this, you know, at night and on the weekends. And I'd say right when COVID hit last year, is right when our business really started to take off, and
really?
We experienced just exponential growth in 2020,
wow.
And I was able to leave my corporate job, and that's when we hired all these individuals.
So your really business took off, Katie, in the pandemic. That's amazing. So I got another quick question for you.
It did.
How is your supply chain? One of the things that the pandemic revealed is a bunch of weak links in the supply chain. How have you guys handled that? How's that been for you?
Yeah, so that's, again, something very big and important to us in all of our products is all of our products are not only made in America, but all of our materials are sourced in America as well. So as
all
you can imagine, especially during COVID, that supply chain kind of got a little harmed during COVID when it first
stopped off.
I think we navigated that really well, though.
But you did feel the supply chain challenges, and unfortunately, that won't hurt you guys too badly. Hey, showallegiance.com is the website to find the Allegiance Flag Supply folks and their awesome flags and products. Hey, Katie, Wes, good job today. I'm proud of you guys. Come back. Tell us a story in the future.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us on, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Wes and Katie Lyon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.